Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, the program where you can pick your own subject, as long as you keep it clean,
That's true.
Call in and talk about whatever you want. Inner Sight, open mic.
Yep.
Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight.
Oh,
that's my buddy Devin
Fernandez.
Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, learn how to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Give Devin a call, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. You can probably find him online too.
Yeah.
Again, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
At 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical. And you talk to Gary when you dial that number. Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Inner Sight Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East Takeda Rescue in Toms River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Takeda lady.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Email Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net.
Yep.
If you want to email them. Adopt an Akita and help preserve the breed.
Yeah, right.
Inner Sight reminds you. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Go an extra mile for a child.
Mm-hmm.
One of our sayings.
Yes, it is.
And we remember all the beautiful children, some of whom have passed away. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, all the children that perished in that horrible Texas shooting.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Protect the children.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is open mic. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And we have to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help.
Yes.
And you can dial them up at 631-880-7929.
Mm-hmm.
You want to learn about their many, many different program, one of which is to be able to get people in nursing homes to dial their loved ones and their relatives outside the 631 area.
Oh, wow.
So they're working on that.
Yeah.
You know, people have a right to make a
phone
call.
Family. That's right. Even jail, they have it. You know?
Yeah, there's so many stupid rules in these nursing homes, you know.
Oh, I know.
Ridiculous.
All
right, Inner Sight, SILO, 631-880-7929. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186 on the phone number. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need a civil rights lawyer, we got James Bahamundi.
Yes.
516-783-9662. Some of our friends who care about Inner Sight and help keep this program going. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, what's the latest count?
Oh, we're over 16,000, I think 27. I'm not
100,
sure if you took a quick look. 16,000.
27, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's 27. Mm-hmm.
Well, give the whole number.
Oh, I'm sorry, 116,027.
All right, we went over 116,000.
Yay.
Well,
I'm happy
good.
About that.
Yeah. Moving up there.
Yes, we
a
are.
Lot of people who listen and evidently agree for the most part with what we say. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Nobody agrees with everything, but
no,
I would say
people,
90%.
Yeah, I would say
in agreement. That
yeah,
number of listeners.
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah, by the number of listeners. But see, the number
all
of
right,
listeners.
Open mic. I had a very interesting, what?
No, it's okay. I'll wait till you do what you have to say, and then I'll...
I had a very interesting experience today that could have been avoided.
Uh-oh.
You know,
I don't like
if
that.
If I had Braille on one of my benefit cards.
Oh, jeez.
And I called in to find out the amount. And the card didn't work.
What?
So I had to
That's
get I had
crazy.
To get one of the representatives on the phone, and they gave me the amount that was in the card.
Oh, that's
so
good at least.
I went down. Let me finish. So I went down to the store. I went down to the store and tried to use the card, only to find out that it was no good.
Well, that sucks.
Now, later on, I called back to this benefits line, and they told me that my card is disabled.
Why?
Disabled, and they were sending me a new one after all that.
After all that, you think they could have looked in there and told you it before you weren't allowed to come in or whatever? Yeah, they could have told you ahead of time.
Well, the point is they should have made the card so I could read it.
That too. The numbers and everything, you know?
Then I would have been able to put the card number in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Would have been able to read it, to check it, to see if I
Something,
had...
Yeah.
You know, they asked you for the last four numbers, to see if I had
right.
the last four numbers correct.
Right.
Which I believe
I did. Oh, you did, okay. Yeah.
But the point of the whole story is everything should be made
accessible
so everybody could read it. And the law is not enforced.
Weak. No. And it's very, very weak, I notice, in a lot of areas. It's like it's like gray in those areas. You don't have the ability to, you know, figure out what the heck's going on, you know, so you could have, everything that you need.
And somebody called me before I went on the air and told me that President Biden has spent $20 billion on helping foreigners, immigrants. Now, I'm not against helping people. Don't get me wrong.
Me neither. But
what about the $192 billion being wasted in these nursing homes?
That's right.
I mean, why doesn't he do something about that?
I'd love if he did.
And how many of those immigrants are going to wind up in nursing homes?
Oh, of course, they will. You watch and see.
So,
and they can't even, some of them can't even speak English. You know, I wish this government never decided on, you know, having, you know, a weak language requirement. We don't need to know English to, you know, get help in this country, in a sense. You know, so it's, we don't have a common language spoken either. Only, you know.
Wait, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean we don't need to know English? This is an English-speaking country.
It is, but they don't. It's not written in the law, you know, that it's English. So then you get, you know, basically, I forgot what. I'm sorry. Give me a moment.
Well, the worst thing is when you're blind or disabled, mm-hmm. and you can't understand somebody.
That's true.
It makes it worse.
Oh, it does.
And sometimes
make it
could
worse.
Even be dangerous.
Yeah, you could be in the middle of the street, like something happened to me. It's crazy.
No. What about the person who has an aid, and can't understand what the hell they're saying?
I will be experiencing that.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, I know.
That person should be able to speak English if they're going to be in aid.
Yeah.
Fluent English.
That ain't happening anytime soon. I don't think.
It should. That's,
it should,
there,
is
there
right.
should be a law like
I end
that.
Up doing
it's all right
job.
To speak your language,
right.
but not when you're dealing with somebody who doesn't understand it.
That's right.
In an
that's
aid situation.
100% right.
See? And the law doesn't protect people enough.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. It's sad. You know?
So there's a situation where can become perilous and dangerous.
Yeah. Very, very dangerous.
If you can't understand someone when they're trying to describe something to you, or even in an emergency.
Exactly. Well, one lucky thing is I'm able to, you know, take that and move it into a better direction from all the aids that I had in the past. I always had to, get help from somebody and to get it done, you know.
Well, that's what the aid is there for, to help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But if you can't understand them,
yes,
and they can't understand you,
that's right.
That help goes down the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and what right do you have to demand
nothing.
That they send somebody over there, especially if you're visually impaired? Send somebody over there that you can understand. To me, that's vital.
It's very vital. You know, it's more than just plain vital. You know, I feel that it's a double standard there. You know.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anything you want to talk about? 213-816-1650. And the person who called me, if you're listening on my cell phone, I'm on the air, so
yeah.
leave me a message or call into the show.
Definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, and let's see, so far no word from the town of Brookhaven.
On Milton.
About the day for Milton, so we're still waiting. I'm going to check tomorrow and see what progress, if any, has been made. I know they told me they were trying for a resolution, so.
Oh, that's good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look.
On Inner Sight Open Mic.
Yep, yep. Hold on. And we have,
and by the way,
Anthony and a new caller.
By the way, we apologize for last night. Circumstances beyond our control why we weren't on the air.
Exactly.
All right. Now, who we got, Anthony?
Yeah, I got Anthony, and I got a new caller. I don't recognize the number.
Caller who wants to talk or just listening?
No, they're just listening for now. I don't know. It's a new caller. Let me just let them know if they want to talk. They could just put their hand up by pressing 1-1, and it'll go straight, you know.
All right, caller, you can talk about anything you want as long as you keep it clean. So let's get Anthony from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know. We missed him last time. Here he comes.
If he wants to speak on the open mic live.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
516-694-0332.
Good.
So I didn't hear what you said about what card you couldn't read, but I got the point of what you were saying, that you feel that all cards should be accessible for blind people to be able to read. But about the home health aid, I wanted to tell you that patients have a right, or I should say clients, have a right to change their home health aid for any reason. And, you know, basically, you know, you just, each time they send you somebody that doesn't speak any English, you know, just keep calling and saying the person doesn't speak English. You need someone else, you need someone else, you need someone else, because that's all we do. And for Christ's sake, I mean, we change the home health aides the same as we change our underwear, and, you know, faster than we change our underwear many times. And if, you know, it's not working out, just move on and say the hell with it. Don't stress yourself out about it, because, you know, I mean, I don't mean to say anything bad, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that I can picture a lot of these people being home health aides, these migrants that are coming, because that's, you know, a lot of the kind of people that do this kind of work, especially from Haiti, I've noticed in the past, and other countries too, but, you know, Haiti or Puerto Rico or I don't know what are the other nationalities I've had. I mean, I've had American, Jamaican, but, you know, you'll find, you know, Spanish men doing it too. But the point is that, you know, they're not going to speak English in a lot of cases. So, I mean, I've had ones that, you know, like I've mentioned on here before, that couldn't even, you know, understand to make a sandwich. And, of course, the agency is just going to tell you, oh, she speaks English, she speaks English. And, you know, God forbid you had to, you know, send them out to run an errand that was important, like mail something for you, you know, to try to explain to them to mail a letter or buy a Tylenol, or, you know, I had one that didn't know where to put a stamp. So, you know, how do you explain that? You know, here, where? She has no clue of anything. You know, another aide that wanted my mom to show her every time, you know, she wanted her to go to the store across the street where the store was. So what would happen if your phone battery died and my mom wasn't home? You know, how am I? What if we didn't have another phone? What are we supposed to do? Constantly explain to her where the store is across the street? I mean, you'd go nowhere fast. And like I say, you know, I feel, you know, in a way that this program is a bunch of BS, because these people are entitled to sit there for the rest of 8 hours, even if she doesn't speak a word of English, or he doesn't speak a word of English. And all they have to do is just, you know, do what's called safety supervision. And as long as they're there, the agency's happy, and everybody's done their job. Meanwhile, you've got absolutely nothing done for you because they don't understand anything. And then the coordinators will tell you, oh, well, can you hold on to them till we get somebody else? Yeah, just as long as you keep getting paid and everybody continues to profit off the disabled. But they don't have to deal with anything, and some of the coordinators don't even understand them themselves, and I don't know how they get jobs. They just basically understand street names, or, you know, God knows if they even take your name or whatever. Oh, I have a client for you, a lady. Her name is Suzanne. Here's what she does. Okay. And that's all they know. And, you know, it's a big waste of time, you know. Like I've told you know, many times, they send people to these jobs who have no ability to carry out the skills of this job that don't do, you know, activities of daily living, like, you know, young guys, for example, that don't know how to do housework, that, you know, act like a bunch of ghetto lowlives and, you know, speak like ghetto lowlives, you know, treat you like, you know, they're your friend on the street, a bunch of hoodlums hanging out. And, you know, that's really, you know, what it is, you know, uneducated, Ebonic-speaking lowlives who, you know, want to make it seem like they're better than you just because they can walk, but you're disabled and, you know, you're a much more classier person and you speak better English and you can communicate better.
Well, you know, you can walk or keep walking. Get out of here.
That's what I say. These, you know, the song used to go, "These boots made for walking, so are these sneakers." The same way you walked in, you know, keep walking and walk out. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of times disabled people will be put under a lot of pressure, you know, by their family to have an aid. And, you know, a lot of times it's just not because they're happy with the aid or the agency, whatever, but, you know, people are infatuated with, you know, wanting to have the case open and, you know, an agency serving the case, even though, you know, it's garbage and it's always been that way and they've done nothing for you, but people, you know, start crying if, oh, she doesn't have an aid, she doesn't have an agency, she doesn't have this, she doesn't have that, you know, and they'll just hold on to it and try to get the same people to come back over and over and over and try to get them to do what they want. If it doesn't work, just move on to another aid, and then after a while, if you can't find anybody, when they send everybody and their mother, you know, in and out of your house, find another agency. I've done it. And, you know, we all know that they're really not going to put anybody in a nursing home.
So you got to stand up for your rights.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You can't just sit there and go, oh, well, you know, I'm disabled and I have to take whatever I can get and I have to accept them because I'm disabled and I need somebody, because these aides aren't doing anything for you. You have needs like everybody else that has to be met. And if they're not being met and you have nobody else that can, you know, step in to pick up the slack, especially, you know, there's only so much you can live without being done for you, and, you know, only for a limited time. We're human beings, regardless of what these agencies say. So, you know, if
Anthony, by way of analogy now, if an agency tells you that this person can speak English, you know, and they come to your home and you obviously find out they can't speak English, either the agency is lying to you or their attitude toward the disabled is so low, you know, oh, you better take what we give you, you know.
Well, automatically, Frank, you know, the coordinators will always tell you that the person speaks English, even if they don't, because they want you to try to keep them.
Well,
you know,
that's
because
not right.
Number one, they know that you won't want the person to come for that day, and they don't want to have to look for nobody else, and they'll say they can't find anybody else. And number two, you know, they want to make it seem like you're the one that doesn't understand. Oh, try to be more patient. Work it out with them, you know, try to see if they can understand you, point, instead of communicating. I mean, you have to be able to communicate.
But that's not the purpose of an aide. You're not there to train them.
Right. But what we do have to train them based on what we need, where we put things in our house. You know, for example, how we would like to
cook. Yeah, but if they can't speak English, how are you going to do that?
Well, we know that, but they think you're going to, you know, you're going to suck up to the agencies and keep anybody who you can get to kiss their ass to keep that, you know, case going with that agency and keep them getting paid. And, you know, as long as your case is open and they're getting paid and you have somebody, then the coordinator's done their job at the end of the day. But you have to look out for your needs and what's best for you and, you know, what's right for you and a person that, you know, suits your needs, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's good to know that people can don't have to take that. You can stick up for your rights and even go to a different agency if you have to.
You can, but people, you know, are afraid to do that, and, you know, people just, you know, eat bacteria, basically, you know, to, you know, keep that case open and try to, you know, talk sweet and kind to the coordinators and, you know, basically be a kiss-ass, you know. And, that's the way it is.
This is open mic, 213-816-1650. We have any other callers on the line?
Yeah, we do, but they didn't ask to be. He's listening.
All right, we have a listener. All right.
Yeah, we have a listener.
825 open mic, New York.
Oh, sorry.
What?
No, I just said if they want to, they'll press 1 and come in the queue. For the,
We have a 5 cents a glass friend and the disabled friendly philosopher.
Yeah, right. That's for Friday night.
Mm-hmm. That's Friday night.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes he wants to show up a little early, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never know.
Never know. It's always possible.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know who
that might
pop up on the line.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
God will call in one day.
If that happens, I think I'd be frozen right there, solid. Just like, okay, hi, God.
Maybe he'll richly bless us.
As a reminder, September is National Guide Dog Month, so go to change.org, sign our petition, and help us get regulations and licensing for these agencies.
Yes, big time.
Something that's well needed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. What?
I said, oh, yeah, that's true, because, you know, a lot of the times things aren't complete, you know, and you have to go backtrack and take a look and see what's going on and then, you know, get it corrected, you know.
Well, the school should care more about the people that they're servicing. You know, it shows a kind of disrespect for their constituency when they don't have a license, no regulations, you know, and everything is done in a secret way, you know. That's what I don't like about those schools.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, it gives you
trust
the feeling that, oh, we know better than you do.
Than
you. You know?
Exactly right. You're right about that.
That's the feeling.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it shouldn't be that way.
No,
it shouldn't be that way. This should all be a partnership with these agencies.
Of course.
They get the money because of us. They need us as much as we need them. It should be
That's
a partnership.
True.
You know?
Yes.
And there's too much hidden stuff. There's too much of these agencies looking down on people.
That's true, too.
And thinking that they're better because a person is disabled. It's like someone told me years ago, the Commission for the Blind assumes that every blind person is maladjusted.
Really? Oh, that's terrible.
That's why they give you all those tests and send you to a psychologist. And
they almost did that with me, but I was able to smooth things over.
They assume that, and it's not right. They shouldn't be, because everybody's an individual.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And
Anthony, you still there?
Treated that way.
Yes, I am, Frank.
Oh, okay. Anything else on the open mic?
No, thank you. That's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
You want me to continue talking?
You can if you
want. Sure,
but
if you
want
to. You got something else to say? We don't have any other calls.
Yeah. You know, I think we should have a topic one day on all the, you know, different agencies that are supposed to serve the disabled and how people feel that they have to, you know, kiss up to them and how our lives are so complicated. I mean, we know that already, but, you know, I had a friend one day that was trying to depend on the Commission for the Blind, and the caseworker had piles and piles of cases, and the guy never did anything for him, and, you know, he would keep calling and calling and calling, and the guy would say, oh, I'm working on it, I'll get right on it, and then the guy would just tell him, oh, get off my back, you know, and...
Yeah, they put you off, they avoid you.
Basically, all they do is have you come in and make a bunch of promises, and then, you know, give you a CD player and little gifts because they figure you're young, you know, and you're a teenager or whatever you wanted, you know. And they might give you a talking microwave. And to me, it's like, you know, it seemed like they were just trying to keep his case open
talking
for money,
microwave.
You know what I mean?
Does it speak English?
Yes, it speaks English. It can, you know, one, two, three, you know, popcorn and everything. It must cost a fortune, and nothing, you know, a disabled person can afford on their own, of course. I mean, you know, what else is new? But, you know, it was there. And, you know, he tried to go to school, and they said, you know, that he read on a second grade reading level, and they couldn't. Oh, is there a fire, Suzanne? Or is that the Price is Right?
Yeah, it's a fire drill.
Oh, my God.
We have to run out.
Oh, my God. Maybe it is. You got a fire extinguisher, Suzanne?
No, I had one.
Oh, boy.
Now I got to buy a new one.
She doesn't even have a fire.
Well, thank God. I thought it was a spinning wheel on the Price is Right. So how much did we win?
No, that's my stupid phone.
Oh, okay.
That's your phone? Oh, my God, that's loud.
I like the way you think about that.
The inside of the bell. Saved by the bell.
It's El Telefono.
No Telefono.
Yeah. We should have that lady Lily Tomlin on.
Lily.
She'll use the telephone and you know, I don't know how we can write her into a script. You know, a script. Be funny. Maybe we'll have the disabled friendly philosopher, you know, talk to her and they'll talk
one
about
one ringy dingy,
right?
Two ringy dingy.
Yeah. And in other words, how many rings does it take for the agencies to answer the phone before you get a voicemail and they don't call you back?
That's actually a good title for something.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, she was funny. I believe she's still alive, Lily Tomlin.
Yeah,
I think she is too.
But she never did any more comedy skits.
Mm. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Just always what she was known for, you know.
Yeah, no.
But she probably made plenty of money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she made quite a few movies.
That's right. I can't think of the names
of
them.
In that movie with Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
9 to 5, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And then she did one with Robin Williams.
Oh, she did? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Now I'm thinking about
where he went into a woman's body or something.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah,
that was
I remember
a funny
that.
Movie.
It was a very funny movie, actually.
She did a couple of movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what it would be like if she went into a, it was in a wheelchair and went into a phone booth to try to make a call and couldn't get out because she was in a wheelchair.
Alright, take the helm. I'm going to answer my phone.
Okay. Alright, so, I mean, this is quite interesting.
Hello?
You know, you ever see acting and they're actually doing, you know, something and they don't get the complete...
Wait a minute, hold on.
You know, you don't get the complete picture about something, you know, when you sometimes
Hello, who is this?
Who's what?
Oh.
Madre.
Oh, I don't hear.
Oh, okay, we'll get you. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get it.
What else do you have, Senor?
All right.
We
care.
Have another caller.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, take care. Have a good night.
Lupita from Colorado.
Okay.
On inner sight. Let's see if we can bring her in.
Hold on. Let me see if she's still there. I don't know. I mean, let me check. No, she's
not
on there.
Yeah, she just called me.
I know, but she's not on the list. I just refreshed it, and she's not on the list. Oh, here she comes. Okay. Take care.
Lupita.
Okay, you too. Good night.
Lupita. Good night. Hello. Lupita. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I guess. Feeling but that's normal for me.
Well, I have to share a story about caregivers. When I was in a group home, we had one from Africa.
Oh.
The guy did not know he had to cook. And so one day he cooked for dinner spaghetti with tuna.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was so disgusting. I don't think nobody ate it.
Must have tasted delicious at that point, right?
Wait, hold on. I missed it. What did he cook for dinner?
Oh, he cooked for the 5 residents that were there, spaghetti with tuna.
Oh, that's not bad either. Yeah. They have an actual dish like that when I was in college, I forgot the name of it now, but I made it for my instructor. He wanted me to make it, so I got the dish and I made it. But it was kind of weird that I didn't get any other, requests from him to do something. He just wanted me to make that tuna.
I prefer spaghetti and meatballs, Italian stuff.
Me too, any day.
Yeah,
we might be having them.
Meatballs, but I won't do no spaghetti and tuna fish.
Oh, see? Everybody
yeah.
has their own little happy food. They make you happy and they make you also hungry, and right now I'm thinking of the meatballs, and I'm going, oh God, what were those meatballs that when we went over to the Beccaro's restaurant? What was the name of those meatballs? They made good meatballs too. You don't remember? I got a call. I think they're still there. So one time we should just go there. Next.
Anyway, just to remind people, Lupita from Colorado is looking for an attorney to go to the Supreme Court with her case. She's never had any justice.
Mm-hmm.
So any lawyers out there who may be listening, or if you know of a lawyer in Colorado who would take a look at the case, we greatly
Definitely.
Appreciate it.
Any
luck on your end, Lupita?
No, I called the American Council of the Blind. I have not heard back from the woman, and so I'm gonna try and call her again, and hopefully I will be able to speak with her. But I have not heard from them when I reached out to them. I also contacted the Association for Retarded Children, and because they also have attorneys that fight for the rights for the mentally challenged, and so I reached out to them today. I sent them an email, one to Jane Johnston, who works with the disability rights in Colorado, and I also emailed the director on the national board, informing them about what happened to me, what I have experienced, finding my justice.
Now, what about the, you had mentioned the Colorado Sun? something?
The Colorado Sun, I have not heard back from them. So I called them again today, this morning, and I have not heard from them.
Wow.
What did you want from them?
I was going to see about speaking to the editor and seeing about doing a story. And I understand a lot of the reporters that used to work for the Denver Post are now working at the this newspaper, the Colorado Sun, after they were after they left because of the pandemic. So a few of them started this newspaper.
Oh wow.
And so I would say that they're pretty good, and you do have quite a bit of a following.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you keep on trying, you know.
Yeah, we will, definitely.
Don't give up.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to stay positive through all this, and in spite of the challenges and the difficulties to foreign representation. But I don't think none of us should have to go months finding representation. It's an unfortunate thing in the system.
I'm still going to call the Law Journal.
Oh, that'd be good.
And find out about an ad. You know, what it would cost. I think that would be a good move. We could get an ad in there.
Yeah, I think it would be.
So I'll find out about that. But let me know if you hear back from the council, the American Council for the Blind, because
I will. I'm going to reach out to them again tomorrow. I called the lady upstairs.
Who did
Monday.
You call? The lady that I contacted?
Monica was her name. I don't remember her name. Yes, I did call her.
I think it was Marlene, wasn't it?
Yeah, Marlene. Yeah.
Because she told me to tell you to call her, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Find out if they're going to have a meeting, you know. And I would go to the meeting.
Of course.
Let them meet you.
Yeah. I reached out to them. I called them again, like I said, on Monday. I have not heard back. So I'm going to try again tomorrow, see if I can get a hold of someone. Or Marlene, and hopefully she'll be in touch with me.
What happened with the Colorado Bar?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The Colorado Bar referred me to Legal Aid. They also suggested that I find an attorney that deals with gay rights.
But they didn't have any names for you?
No, they have no name. None.
The bar association is supposed to give you some names to call.
Yeah, they're supposed to
give you
names.
Unless they changed that.
When I went in there in person, and I spoke to the receptionist there, and all they referred me to was the legal aid. And legal aid.
When you called them, did you tell them you need a lawyer to go to the Supreme Court of Colorado?
I approached it from two different views. I approached it from I needed a lawyer that will protect my civil liberty, and I also asked them that I would need them to have experience in pursuing a Supreme Court case.
Oh.
I'm surprised they didn't give you any names. I would.
And they didn't give me any names. That was an
impression. I would call them back and say, you know, I'm looking for a lawyer who can take my case. I've been offered by the Supreme Court, you know, but I need a lawyer who could take my case as an appeal the Supreme Court. Can you
look it up?
Give me any names of lawyers.
Oh, okay. I'll see what I have.
I would approach it like that. Maybe. It might make a difference.
It might, yeah.
Yeah, I
know what I mean?
I
will approach it in that manner when I reach out to them tomorrow. I also reached out to the commission that regulates attorneys, and they said that this was my case was for the courts to decide. It's nothing that they would do to discipline an attorney. And I asked if they had any suggestions for attorneys, and other than this is a case for the courts, they did not give me any names of attorneys or lawyers.
I think you'd do better with the Bar Association.
I think you might, yeah.
Yeah.
Let them know that the Supreme Court contacted you, and you need a lawyer to make that appeal. You know, that might make a difference. They may give you a couple of names that you can call.
I will.
All right.
That's
going to
be an update
of
what was going on.
Stay in touch with us and call in every Tuesday.
Okay.
You know, on the open mic.
Yeah.
And let us know what's going on. You know, we'll do an update and all that. And in the meantime, I'll check around too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Lupita.
Yes.
Be well. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight. Clear the board, please. Open mic on Inner Sight and, you pick your own subject. 213-816-1650 it really bothers me when I hear all these companies that are doing all these weird things with money. I heard something today that this guy, what's his name? Lamas.
Oh, okay.
Musk. Musk, you know.
Elon Musk?
That he's using fighter jets to enhance his space program. I mean, that's a lot of money. Those jets are very expensive.
Yes, they are.
So all that money that's being used, for what? I mean, what are they going to do with space? They can't even take care of the Earth. There's so much trouble down here. It's like they want to go looking for trouble in outer space. They haven't got enough down here. And in the meantime, people who need help can't even get it. I called the county today on my card. Come to find out that the county social service department here in Long Island, their computers have been down since September 8th. I mean, how horrendous that is. So now, they're taking people's names and they depend on these computers for information and to help people. I think that, you know, that shouldn't totally be that way.
Yeah, sure.
They ought to have a backup system.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, there should be a written backup system. You want to use a computer, fine, but there should be a backup system. And they don't have that. And half the time, these computers don't work right, or they can be sabotaged and all that, and you're left with people who can't get help. And this horrible thing with the homeless is another thing, where all this money is there for housing, and people are homeless. Now, doesn't that tell the stupid politicians that there's something wrong with that system? What's the budget for housing? Can you look that up? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Anyway, we seem to have lost our co-host engineer. The solution to the housing problem, in my mind, and probably in the minds of many others, is simple. You know, the money should go into an account for the person's housing for the year. And the agencies should be mandated to contribute to that. The person has the money in their account for housing in their name, and they can only use it for housing, then they know that they're not going to be homeless because the money is there. See, when the money goes to the agencies, you don't know where it is or what it's being used for. So the whole system has to be revamped, because the way it is, it's causing homelessness. It's causing all these problems. And Inner Sight is definitely advocating to change the way things are done with this system. Because we have the proof, all the people who are homeless and the people who can't get help, there's the proof that the money is not being used in the right way. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Let's see, tomorrow night is the nursing home show. Thursday night. Title to be announced, and Friday is the frolics. The funnies over here Friday have a lot of fun. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Let me see if I can get Louie on the three-way. Stand by, world. Inner Sight, you're live on the air.
Hi, Frank. Where's your co-host?
I don't know. She faded out into oblivion.
Yeah. Hey, Suzette, I hope you're listening through the telephone. You're falling asleep on the line.
He's falling asleep in the life.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Frank Perino, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, and I'm talking to Frank Perino, and Suzanne's falling asleep.
Hit her in the back of the head. Wake her up.
No, she needs some water to wake up.
Yeah. Well, she needs more than water.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, how about Friday night? Give us a little promo. We got a few minutes. Hurry up.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Louie Rivera, all right? Listen to this. Make sure you tune in on Friday from 8 to 9 on Inner Sykes Blog Talk Radio, Possess the Frolics, all funnies. We got a lot of fun with Connie and Chrissy, Lauren and Hardy, your friendly philosopher, the Honeymooners, Lauren Hardy, Jack Benny, or what's his name? Pat Cooper and Rosanna Denna with the Swamp.
Honeymooners.
Yeah, Honeymooners. That's right. Honeymooners, and I have to go to the Women's Barefoot with the Swamp with Pat Cooper and Rosanna Denna with me on Friday night. I'll be ready for the Swamp, really, guys.
That's
and
it.
I'll be ready.
All right, Friday night.
Okay, right.
Inside. Jimmy Dinigan will be here, too.
Okay, I'm listening to Jimmy Dinigan on Friday night. I want a Lowry. And Ed Sullivan, too.
Jimmy Dinigan wants to drive a car.
Talk to Dan Rowan and Dick Martin from Laughing. I want a lot of laughter on that, too.
That's it.
Okay. Frank Perino, pretty soon my father's birthday, October 1st.
Wow, how old?
91.
Wow. 91?
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah, okay.
My buddy Louie.
Okay, okay, Frank, I'm going to give you a call on a Friday night. I'll be ready.
Yeah, don't forget to call, or I'll call you.
Okay, you got my phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Roseanne. Don't forget Suzanne. I got to talk to her Friday night. Pick up the ringy-ringy doing. I have a lot of fun with Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero in a wheelchair. I have a lot of laughs.
Yeah, if she's here.
Okay. Okay, Frank, I'll be ready for Friday. I'll keep trying.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, you're the best.
Have a good night. Inner sight.
Okay. You take care. Love ya.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Inner sight's been open mic. And I want to thank all our callers. We went over 116,000. All right. Sounds good to me. We're headed to 117. My next big goal is 120,000 listens. All right. I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank Allie for helping Inner Sight, one of our volunteers and the woman who's helping me write my book. Greatly appreciate that. We'll get Allie on the show. All right, thank you very much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. So stay cool out there. Stay healthy. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight forever.